If you missed it yesterday, this was trending in the news.
Jefferson Parish deputies arrest one of their dispatchers accused of refusing to return $1.2 million accidentally deposited into her bank account.
Can you imagine?
It's free money. I guess they were trying to deposit something like $82 into her account, and it ended up being $1.2 instead.
$1.2 million shows up in your bank account. And then they go on and they say,
authorities say workers at Charles Schwab and Company made the accounting error and have been trying to recover the funds.
Except they couldn't get it back because she wouldn't give the money back because she spent it all. She's a police dispatcher. She got that cash in her bank account. She went and spent it. She bought like houses and stuff.
I love the fact that, number one, she's so on top of her bank account that it seems to me she knew the minute the money hit the account and moved it right away and went out and spent it. Bought a house, bought a car, did those things. You know why she ain't talking, Anna?
Why?
Because she probably knows what the charges are going to be. We talked about this before.
How do you ever get away with something like this? Like, when you make that decision and that money shows up in your account, because obviously the first question you ask yourself is, what would I do?
Right.
Right. So what would you do? Let's start there.
Well, I mean, the first thing is look up what the laws and the statutes are going to be in your area. I mean, as a dispatcher, I'm assuming that she knows. And so this is what they call a victimless or a white collar crime, right? So this happened. On top of it, she's got legal footing saying, well, it showed up on accident. Is she entitled to the money? No. But will she have a lawyer that will get her some sympathy with a jury should it come to that? Probably.
You didn't answer the question. Would you or would you not spend $1.2 million if it showed up in your bank account?
Let me guesstimate that she's going to get a year suspended or less, even if convicted in this case. All right.
So you would roll the dice.
I would probably roll those dice. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a certain amount, you know, it's all about where you can bury it and take over. Remember, there was that parking meter years ago, the meter maid, and that other person working for the city, they stole something like $1.5 million in change from the meter department there. Well, they never found nearly $900,000 of that money. He was sentenced to 36 months. He did 14 months and he was out. I mean, so your kids,
for
college funds
million.
Are taken care of.
Yeah, so it's an interesting thought process because obviously they found this mistake and they were looking to retrieve the funds and now she faces this. But, you know, you think, oh, you can't get away with it. But how many people did? How many people have money show up in their account and don't say a word and are silent? And it just sits there and nobody questions it because it's a human error. And sometimes they don't catch that.
And the thing is when they try and go get it back, it begins with a phone call, I'm guessing, right? Excuse me. I'm sorry, miss, to be bothering you. No, this is not just a telemarketing call, but we accidentally misplaced $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it might have shown up in your bank account. Can you give me a call back? Yeah, sorry about that. Are you returning that phone call? You're returning that phone call.
Well, I mean, if you think you're afraid. So for me, I would never. I could never do it because I would. I don't know how you live your life after that. Always wondering, is today the day they catch me? And at the end of the day, I don't think I could deal with it.
I think she was prepared to be caught. I think she's prepared to sit. I think there's a hole somewhere with the rest of that money in it.
Yeah. Do you ever have an idea and you're like, wait a minute. That could make me $1 billion.
You know, I feel like I've had those ideas in my life, but every time, I never had a pen. I didn't write it down at that moment, right? And say, you know what? I'm going to come back to this in a moment. I had strokes of brilliance, and then they just disappeared.
Brian Freed is the CEO of Inventor Smart. You can visit them online at inventorsmart.com. And Brian, that's exactly what you do. You help people make their inventions in their head come to life and make them millions of dollars. Did I get that right?
That's part of it. And then there's the other part where I have to kind of be a heartbreaker and help people to realize that maybe it's not the one.
Yeah, we've heard this before and thought about this. Like the percentage is just, it's low as far as, you know, the people that they come up with something truly brilliant. And it takes time to get your invention to go from just an idea to an actual product. But if you're willing to go through that and if you've got an aha kind of light bulb on idea, we could be rich and a filthy, filthy rich.
And we have some ideas that we're going to pitch to you, Brian. But first, I wanted to talk about, like, basically how this goes about. Like, your website, I'm looking over, it's been really eye-opening because there's things that you need to do that are in place that you help people do to get their invention realized.
When you come up with that idea, there's, like, this emotional kind of feeling that you get, and it, you can feel it in your stomach, and it's exciting. You want it to be the next billion-dollar, million, multi-million-dollar idea, but there's some work to do, and that's where you have to figure out, is this idea going to make me money?
What ideas have you had that have made you money? What have been the inventions that you've done?
I just started to work on kitchen ideas, baby, toy. Then I started to get into some of the other things, fixing the house. I should think about it, not from my own selfish point of view, it's good to start with, but to think about how others might use it. Are you doing something that's going to make you or make somebody do two or three more steps to get that one thing done, one thing accomplished?
Give us an example of something that, you know, we would recognize that, that you have worked on or worked with the people in the process of when they were getting that done.
I've been on QVC for about 3 years with a product called Pull Ties, and it's a bag sealer. It started off with bread bags, then cereal bags, then in your pantry, and some people use it to put cords together. So that one is something that I'm really proud of. One that I'm also really excited about, where I show people that this is my idea, and all of a sudden they're like, wait a second, I have that. So if you have kids, there were these Elmo and Cookie Monster and all the Ninja Turtles snack containers that were in Walmart and a bunch of other stores. And you basically just open it up. It's like a sphere. It's called Snackosphere. You open it up and you put your snacks in there, like cookies or cereal, and then you close it up and you can either put it in your purse, you give it to the kid. When I show that, people are like, that was yours?
Well, Brian, I don't want to get you too excited, but I already went to your website, investorsmart.com, and there you can do a patent search to see if your idea already exists. And my idea doesn't exist.
Better not involve sorcery.
Well, that's the thing. The first thing that you do when you come up with an idea is you want to do your research. So why not go online and just put in a descriptive search of what you've come up with?
Well, I certainly want to know before I start spending money on it, right?
Right. Okay, Brian, we have been working hard on these invention ideas, and we're going to pitch them to you coming up next. Do you ever have such a great idea, and you think, I can invent that. I can make millions of dollars. This is going to be my invention that makes me rich. Well, Brian Fried from InventorSmart.com, that's what he does. He helps make those things come true.
Brian, we have got a couple inventions here that are going to blow your mind, or at least I do. We want to make millions and gazillions of dollars. So we know that there's plenty of steps that go into it. But what we want to do is just give you our great idea and you hand us a suitcase full of money.
Yes. Raven, do you want me to go first? You go first.
I mean, I've got two that I feel pretty good about here, Anna. I don't know if you want to follow a killer or you'd like me to get us off on the right foot.
You start.
First one, a remote control or drone lawnmower, leaf blower, snowblower. This is a whole line of products that we can get here. iRoomba, Droid robots. They're everywhere. They're all over the place. Everybody is loving these things. Some of them can go up, you know, certain little steps or whatever. Carpet to bare floor, doesn't matter. I love a nice clean lawn. I like to wiggle my toes on the green grass, but I hate to do the lawn work itself.
Brian, what do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I think that it already exists.
Oh.
I haven't done a search because you guys are both putting me on the spot. What I would first do is just put in remote control lawnmower in Google and see if it comes up. And I'm having this flashback of somebody that might have mentioned something similar to
me. Oh, darn it!
It's okay.
Yeah, they beat you to it.
Raven.
Brian, here's my invention. All right, I hope you're sitting down. Okay. You've heard of a spork, right?
I have.
Okay. What if your spork was actually also a straw? So now you have a stroke. It's called a stroke. Not to be confused with like a medical condition, but it's a straw, a fork, and a spoon all in one. It's a stroke.
We could change the name. Look, you want to make it so people feel good about your product, not have a panic attack and fall on their face when they see the name. But it could be also catchy.
And we call it a stroke. That's all I got.
Brian.
That's all I got.
I want you to feel like you're the first. I want you to feel special. But the truth is, we've talked to other inventors before in the past. And no matter how many years that goes by, every year we talk to one, Anna pitches the spork with some sort of extra add-on to
it. But this time it's a straw.
Oh, my goodness. Look, these type of things are very interesting that it catches somebody's attention.
Brian, all right, I've got one
Raymond's more here. Raymond's so jealous. Yeah. So jealous.
I am. I just... All right.
Streak.
This one is a do-it-yourself car scrape painter. Somebody clipped my car in the parking lot. How many times does that happen to all of us? You don't want to call in a claim or anything like that. You want to handle this yourself. For these spot fixes where somebody scraped you or you ran into your garbage can or whatever, you attach it to your vehicle. It's like magnetic, the base, and then it just cleans the area, buffs that area to smooth out the scratch. Now, it's not a dent puller or anything like that. Think of it more as like the pet Bissell cleaner where you just put it down on a spot. Same thing, but for your car.
Raven, this is a tough one. How are you going to match the paint?
Computers. Computers and science in the portable thing.
He doesn't know. He doesn't have an answer.
This is like a portable auto body shop.
That's right.
It might just be easier to bring it to the auto body shop.
I'm so disappointed. Raven's face.
I mean,
because he thought he had the best inventions, and I was like, no, this time I got it with the streak.
you just changed the name again.
Well, yeah, because he talked about a stroke, so now we're going to call it a streak.
She came up with simple ideas, and that's sometimes...
Don't you defend her, Brian. Don't you do it.
Think you have the perfect invention? Head to inventorsmart.com.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday, it's one thing you can do to make your life better. And turns out that drinking this one thing that's probably already in your fridge has a ton of health benefits. You ready for the robot lady, Raven?
Totally, yep.
While we may have taken pickle juice for granted in the past as surplus liquid we didn't need, it's having a real moment in the food world, and it's a discovery that looks like it will be around for a while.
Pickle juice.
I'm sorry that whenever the robots tell me something, I automatically assume that they're telling me it for their own gain.
No. Right?
And I understand that we make them and that they're there for us, but it always feels like the Matrix, and this is the beginning, right?
You're
I'm
going
to take a sip of whatever it is that they tell me, and now I've drank the Kool-Aid.
The robot lady says that we need to drink pickle juice. And here's all the health benefits of pickle juice. Ready?
Yeah, I mean.
Controlling blood sugars, enhancing exercise performance,
okay.
Curing muscle cramps, getting rid of stomach pain, curing hangovers, soothing sunburn, relieving period cramps, losing weight, and fighting disease like heart disease and cancer.
Wow.
Like, that's a list.
I mean, it seems like a lot, right? I mean,
yeah.
if all those things are true, why are we not all drinking pickle juice every single day?
Well, that's why we're sharing this. It's becoming very, very trendy, and people are really talking about it. So how much of these pickle juice should you be drinking each time? More robot lady. Here we go.
If small amounts are taken, such as 2 to 3 fluid ounces occasionally, there should be little to no health or dehydration concerns.
Wait a minute. So
yes.
If you drink 2 to 3 ounces of pickle juice regularly,
yes.
You will no longer have any other health issues, or there'll be no health issues associated with you drinking pickle juice?
All of the above.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So
all right. Just cured it all.
Yeah. Pickle juice, it looks like, according to all these articles that I'm reading, is basically going to save us.
Okay. Good.
And it's literally the juice that comes in the jar of pickles in your fridge.
Yeah, that's what they call pickle juice.
So I love dirty martinis. They're my favorite. But I was thinking, I'm like, well, olive juice and pickle juice has to be very similar.
I don't think it is.
So do you think if you drink it with some vodka,
yeah,
like, you know, your happy hour cocktail, now I'm going to be cured of all these diseases?
I don't know. Pickle juice, I think, is typically paired with Jameson when you're going with the liquors.
What?
I think,
really?
Isn't that what they call a snake bite or something like that? Isn't that what they call?
I don't know. All right, so we have here our plastic cups filled with pickle juice.
Yep.
All right. Are we ready to take?
I get like heartburn and stuff. Like, I mean, it would be
no. This is going to cure everything. You're going to fly.
Right. That's true.
This.
Right.
I mean, what's wrong with
it's
you?
True. What am I even talking about? What? Forget right. I said anything.
Yeah. So here's the. Are you going to sip it or are you just take it?
I'm just going to shoot it, man. Can I do it now or what?
I mean, I've been having coffee. I feel like it doesn't pair well.
No,
with coffee.
I have one over there too.
Okay, ready? On your mark, get set, take the shot of pickle juice.
Oh, it's stiffer than you would think.
Oh, it's delicious.
I mean, this early in the morning, it's a little bit rough. But
it tastes like the ocean.
I can fly now,
oh,
right?
Oh, I want more of it. Is
great.
It weird if I just drink pickle juice now?
Help me get the window open. I want to make sure it's working.
Okay, it's yummy.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, interesting one that came last night on our on Twitter. If you see a license plate on a car and it says VRY space LVD, what do you think it means?
LVD. Very livid. Very livid.
Here is what we tweeted at us. If you see the license plate VRY LVD and assume it means very livid instead of very loved, that's all I need to know about you.
No, oh, okay.
Wait, I thought the same thing.
Right.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's all they need to know about me too. Why do we think that way? Why wouldn't we go to loved, which is the obvious choice?
Why wouldn't you ask for another letter? That would be, I mean, to me, a license plate has got to be so absolutely, like, it's got to be obvious, right, when you read it. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if it's psychological or something like that.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, Raven, if you think you're LeBron James and every time you throw away a piece of paper, you crumple it up like a ball and you shoot it in the garbage can, but then you leave it on the floor when you miss it, that's all I need to know about you.
Who doesn't do that? It's called a rebound.
This is Raven. This is you. I'm talking about you. You do this all the time. It's like there's like a around the garbage can, there's like seven crumpled up balls. And every time you're like, 3 points. And there you go. And then you miss it. And you leave it on the floor.
Right. Here's the thing is if you miss a 3-pointer during a game, the game goes on. Right.
Okay.
So you've quickly got to get back to the ball, get that ball back in the basket. Right. Mm-hmm. So you move on. I never wallow in my defeats. I celebrate my victories. That's what I do. So.
Foul shot.
That's right.
Missed it again, Raven. Going to leave it on the floor. Cool.
If you believe for a moment in your heart, whenever you discover that your partner, whoever it is that you're living with, is stripped the bed that day, and it's your job to make the bed at that point, and they did it on purpose because it would be the absolute worst day of the week for you to do that, that's all I need to know about you. Every time my wife strips the bed and I see it and come into the room, I'm like, what? Why today? Why today? It happened again yesterday, and I forgot. And, of course, that means I'm up an extra 15 minutes at the end of the day going, no, I forgot. I forgot.
To put the sheets back on the bed because you have to do it.
Yeah, and the thing is,
I have that problem, too. Like, I hate doing that.
I hate
I don't know why.
Every time it is the worst day. It doesn't matter if it's a Friday, a Saturday, or something. Like, I almost yelled down the stairs yesterday, and then I was like, no, I did that last time, and
you
it was a
yell
Saturday.
Yell at your wife for washing the sheets?
She's tried Sunday, and she's done Friday, and I realized that there's no good day for me.
No, it's
no good day.
It's just because you don't like to change the sheets.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
That's it.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, well, listen, if you post on social media about how hard your life is, and then you say, I don't want to talk about it, if people ask you, well, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. Anna had almost had a coworker just like that. Pray for me.
Yeah, when people write pray for me or like prayers needed today, I always get like anxiety because I'm like, listen, I don't just throw around my prayers.
Right.
I need to know where my prayers are going. What is it for? Is it for good? And it's like, if you don't respond as to why you need prayers, like, it's a problem.
Yeah, and Anna brings the family into prayer time, right? So if it's really big and necessary, you're going to have a lot of prayers. But if not, these people got other things to do with their afternoons.
It's true. 1-800-330-9999. Your turn. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text. What's your roadside treasure? You know, that thing you saw on the side of the road and you physically actually stopped your car, turned around and like, wait a minute, I got to get that. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, what did you find?
So I'm looking out my window, you know, as you often do when you're in your house and you're looking around your neighborhood, being nosy or whatever. And I see there's something out of place. Obviously, you know, when something all of a sudden appears, you're like, wait a minute, what is that? There was this large chrome looking, it almost looked like a monolith leaning against the pole at the edge of my property. And I'm like, you know, it's like 4 feet by 4 feet. It's pretty good size. And again, the sun is glinting off of it. So it would have been hard for me to miss this object. So it's leaning over there. It's right on the property line. My neighbor does some strange things from time to time. So I don't want to obviously run right out there and be like, what is this thing? Because it is a commitment when you go to check out a piece of trash that's been left on the side of the road. So I go out there and I'm cleaning some other things around the yard and so forth. And I saunter over there and check it out. And it turned out to be the bottom base of like one of those stand-up dance video games, but like one that you would find like in an arcade, like a big metal base of this thing. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, well, if my knees were what they were 10 years ago, I might care about this thing. But I don't play those dancing games anyways. Within 10 minutes of me going out there, now throwing these things in the trash. I'm back in my house. Here comes one of my neighbors with a hand truck. He's wheeling the thing away. And I was like, that guy right there feels like he scored. I'm looking at him like, you know what? He's got grandkids. If that thing works, he's going to try and figure out how to hook that thing up.
You know what I'm a sucker for?
What's up?
Whenever there's like a piece of old furniture, because I immediately think.
You think you're going to fix
it? I'm going to restore it. I'm going to sell it. That's going to be my new side hustle.
Right.
I have come home with so many like random like side tables, end tables.
Chairs.
And I'm like. Listen, I got a vision. And then like 2 weeks later, my husband's like, can I bring this to the dump? I'm
right.
Like, all right.
And I love that you attack it with such vigor, too, mm-hmm. because you've pulled out like a rotary saw.
Yeah.
You've done some painting, all sorts of stuff. And at the end, you're always unhappy with the creation you've made. It's like Frankenstein. Yeah, really?
Exactly. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your roadside treasure?
Well, I almost got hit by a car trying to grab this thing, but about a week before Christmas, I actually found a Christmas tree on the side of a highway. It was perfectly wrapped up, tied up, and ready to go. I assume it probably fell off somebody's Jeep or car.
Wow.
Wait, you don't even know what it looks like. What if you open it and it's all got holes in it everywhere? Or it's
you just
not
go
the
with
right
basic
shape.
Height, right? If you find it on the side of the road and it's a free tree, you go with basic height. You either want that 60 bucks or you don't.
I was on my way to buy a Christmas tree.
Right.
It was like, Santa Claus is real, guys.
Yeah, well, that we know. But I feel bad for whoever lost that Christmas tree. They got home. They're like, where is it?
Only a wife would be concerned as to whether or not a free Christmas tree had holes in it.
I mean, if it's
only
not,
a wife.
What if you don't like the Christmas tree? What if it's the wrong shape? What's your roadside treasure? That thing you actually stopped on the side of the road to pick up when you saw it.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when you see something on the side of the road, it's so easy to identify. That's something I need. Most of the time, though, you drive by and you're like, ugh, trash.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
This one is very dear to me. I found this turtle who was trying to cross the road. I was, like, driving, and I saw it. I was like, what is that? So I pulled over to, like, you know, remove it. And then I ended up, like, keeping him as my pet. And so he's with me now. I'm looking at him. And he's my roadside treasure. But I don't know. I just saw him.
You don't just call him Turtle, do you?
Wait, what's his name?
No, his name is Brownie.
Okay.
He just stole that turtle. He's on his way home. He just stole him.
I nabbed him.
The turtle was going home to his turtle babies.
Right. Poor guy was in the last quarter mile of his trip.
It was going to take him 7 hours.
Right. And then you snagged him right there. Yeah. You think he's happy. He's secretly plotting an escape.
Poor Brownie.
He's
like, my name is Sam.
Right. The last 4 years have been hell. Thanks.
Thanks, lady. I'm glad you saved me. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your roadside treasure?
Oh, my God. I've been dying to tell this story. So I was driving and passed this bin of old records. And I, you know, stopped because my dad really loves old records. And I wanted to see if there was anything in there that he would like. There was a record in there signed by the Beatles.
Come on.
Yes. And no. I didn't know if it was real. So I took it to a record store, you know, to see if it was legit. The guy gave me $2,000 on the spot.
Come on.
Come on with that.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
How much?
You know, I feel like I should have kept it, but I kind of needed the money, so I just let him have it.
Oh, I would have done the exact same thing, because it's like you just stepped in it. Like, what if it's fake? What? I mean, that's his problem now.
Right, and I mean, you didn't care. It's not like you were waiting in line screaming, like, you know, for the Beatles.
Right.
So you were like, whatever, give me the paper.
But I wonder how much it would sell, like, if you brought it to pawn shops.
I know.
You know?
I know 15 more minutes out in the sun, it wouldn't have sold for much, because it would have been warped.
Yeah.
That's crazy right
there.
That's
crazy.
That's like, it's like getting struck by lightning. You had like five things go right on that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think he just left it at the curb by accident. He was like, I'm coming back for this with my car.
No, that guy did not know that
they
was in there. Yeah. Hi, it's Hit on Raven. What was your roadside treasure?
Hey, what's going on? I found this Lazy Boy recliner on the side of the road. I have a big pickup truck, so I drove by. I threw it on there. I've had that chair for 5 years. It is the most comfortable, best chair that I have ever had for watching TV. I love it. I'll never get rid of it.
I have a recliner that was, I got it from here. Remember when we got rid of the recliners here in the building, Anna?
Yeah.
I won one of those recliners, like in a drawing here in the office. I never sit in it. It's in a room that I never, ever use, and it's because my wife won't let it in the room. I'll tell you right now, you scored a recliner because that dude's wife kicked that chair out of that house.
Am I the only person that immediately thought bed bugs and was like, oh, that thing is infested with something?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, if he's had it 5 years, he'd be dead by now.
Oh.
They would have killed him by now.
Really?
If it had bed bugs, that's fine. Bring them on. I love that chair so much. I'll sit in my bed bugs.
No. I picked up a couch one time, man, with roaches. You don't mean what you say once you're in that situation. Trust me, you don't ever want to be there.
What was your roadside treasure? Raven found like an arcade game thing in front of his house on the street.
Yeah, I don't know who dropped it off there or whatever. And within 20 minutes, one of my neighbors had carted it away on a hand truck. For all I know, it was a family member dropping it in between my house and his for some reason. But it was a large arcade style like base of a video game.
Yeah. Sometimes you find things on the side of the road and you like slam on the brakes. You're like, yeah. You stop and you got to go get it. You're like, how are they throwing this away?
Yeah, sometimes that's a miss. Most of the time, I would say. But sometimes it's a treasure.
You can call or text. What was your roadside treasure? 1-800-330-9999. Checking our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Deborah wrote, the Barbie dream house I always wanted as a kid. The thing was over $200. I found it on the side of the road for free one day.
She was 37 and she had to power wash it when she got it home. But you know what? It felt like a win. I get it.
Gloria wrote, our coffee table. Not sure how we made it fit into our small car at the time, but it made it home in one piece.
You know when you've got that first apartment or whatever and you really, really, really need furniture and you score something like that? You're like, yes, we can do this. Maybe we should get married.
Tracy wrote, she was walking the Santa Fe Trail. She was walking the Santa Fe Trail in New Mexico and she found a horseshoe. No, not sure how old it is, but I like to tell myself it's from the original pioneers. Okay, that seems like a leap, but I think finding a horseshoe is definitely some kind of good luck, right? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your roadside treasure?
Okay, so I picked up a framed painting that was out on like somebody's sidewalk, and it had a free sign on it. And I don't know, it was kind of strange because it was the only thing on the sidewalk, but it caught my eye, and I liked it, and so I got it. And it's a painting of a sailboat, and it brought me peace right in that moment, so I picked it up.
Huh.
Yeah. Artwork is so subjective, right?
It's true.
I never know if the thing I'm looking at is a treasure or a turd. If I'm it's like I never know.
It's all about what catches your eye.
Right.
You know
I mean?
And
I like it. I have picked up plenty of things before at a store or whatever, and I'm like, this would look great in our house. And my wife turns to me and goes, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And says it like I've just, I don't know, done something terrible.
Art is so strange. I mean, it's not strange. It's beautiful. But like, there's some pieces that I buy and then I hang them. And then like 4 months later, I'm like, why did I buy that?
Like, what was I thinking?
Like, what do I need a picture of a bistro on the side of Paris? Like, I've never been to Paris. Right. Why is it in my kitchen?
Not going anytime soon. Like, right. I don't even like baguettes. What am I doing here?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your roadside treasure?
Hey, I picked up a picnic table that somebody was just giving away. And my wife, she says I stole it from someone's yard because it's in such good shape. But I mean, I didn't. But, you know, either way, now it's on my deck.
Be real with me. How many feet into the grass was it? like, I mean, was it right on the curb? Or like how many feet?
It was pretty much on the curb.
No,
it was pretty much there.
No, pretty much on the curb. Was it a social distance from the curb, sir?
No, trust me. We were good. We were good.
All right, if you say so.
The owners were still having lunch on it.
Right.
He put it right in the back.
Expecting company in an hour. Right. I wanted it over here in the sun so I could paint it. It's gone.
Mm.
That's great.
Raven has this theory that babies either love him or hate him based solely on his voice.
It's not a theory. You come up with a theory, right? And then you hypothesize whether or not it's not. And then you do an experiment to see whether or not it's absolutely true. And then after you see that so many experimenting times on and you divulge your results there, then you have it as a law.
Well,
it becomes a fact.
It is true. Like what I've noticed is whenever there's small children around Raven, they either love him or they hate him. And there's kind of never anything in between.
Right. It's all about the voice. So it's the vibration of the voice, basically. When they're a baby, they don't understand what I'm saying. They don't know whether or not I'm yelling or whatever. They're just feeling the vibration, kind of that base of my voice. So love it or hate it, they're either on board or they're not. Met my friend's baby the other day. Happy to say baby likes me.
Well, that's good.
That's good because you know right away.
So we're going to conduct an experiment right now to see if babies like Raven or not. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a baby with you?
We do. We have a 2-year-old.
Okay. Can they hear Raven? Because we want to see if Raven's voice terrifies them, okay?
Yeah. What's their name?
Her name's Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you? Are you brave girl, Natalie? What are you doing today?
I'm eating my food.
Yes, I love that. Can I come with you?
Yeah.
Oh, see that?
Wow.
I made another friend.
This is great.
Babies either love or hate me. Looks like you're a winner, Natalie.
Yeah.
Do you think Raven is nice or bad?
Bad.
Oh,
well, you
no.
might be right. Well, you might be right, but I mean, yeah. you're talking to me, so that's for your parents to worry about, right?
Maybe, but yeah.
Look, Natalie wants to keep talking.
Yeah. Natalie, you have the best day, okay?
Have a great day.
Okay.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. We are wondering if you could put Zach on the phone, and we are going to see if Raven's voice scares him. Is that okay?
I mean, we're not trying to scare him. I mean, some babies love me or hate me. I'm trying to go for love here, but it's one or the other. It's never in between.
Yeah, sure. He's right here with me.
Okay. So, Raven, go ahead. Talk to the baby.
Hey, Zach, buddy. What are you doing? Huh? Are you doing something cool today, Zach? Don't be frozen, small child. I mean you no harm.
Hey.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's fine. We're going to hang out. We're going to be best friends. We can hang out all day, me and you, Zach. What do you think about that? Right. It sounds kind of awesome, right? I mean, we'll drive around. We'll do stuff. Yeah, I think that kid likes me, I think, Anna.
Jamie, is Zach seem happy, confused? What are his facial expressions right now?
He seems pretty confused right now.
He's probably going to the bathroom. Babies make faces
no.
when they go to the bathroom.
No.
No, he seems to like me.
Does
I'm
he like
you.
His creepy voice, or does he find it alarming?
It's not a creepy voice.
I think he actually liked it. He wasn't crying, so that's
it's the vibrations.
Yep, all right.
It's the vibrations.
Okay, I don't...
You like
all right.
that, Zach?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
He's looking
for you to leave. Raven has this theory that babies either like him because of his voice or hate him because of his voice.
It's one or the other. There's really no in between. As soon as they hear me talk, they're either fascinated or they're terrified.
Right. So we're doing a social experiment with your babies to see if this is true or not.
I mean, they're not our babies to worry about.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is this Laura?
Yes, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, can we put James on the phone? We just want to see if Raven's voice terrifies him.
Listen, I'm not out to terrify children. I'm just saying that sometimes it happens. And but I think that James is probably going to be very brave. Everything will be fine.
I think so, too. He's right here. You're on speakerphone.
Okay. Go ahead, Raven. Talk to baby James.
Hey, James. What's going on, buddy? What are you doing? I think it's going to be me and you hanging out today. Laura hasn't told you this yet, but she's going out. So it's going to be me and you hanging out all day and this afternoon and tonight. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
He thinks you're his dad.
I think that we would get some French fries. And we would hang out and watch whatever we want on television. Nobody will give us any trouble. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was thinking. I think it's going to be awesome.
Does he look calm or does he look terrified of Raven's voice?
Oh, he's completely calm.
Oh, okay.
He's found his zen.
Yeah.
And it starts and ends with this voice right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was smiling.
Okay, bye.
Did you hear that? He was smiling, too. Look at me. Look at me go.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How old is your baby right now?
My daughter is going to be 6 months.
Your baby, we're going to have Raven talk to her because we're going to see if she's terrified, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Let me get her out of this. We have 90 seconds. Let me go in the back. All right. Let's see if she's terrified.
What's her name?
Raina. She's always really happy, so I doubt she'll be scared of you.
I see.
Hi, Raina. How are you today, Raina? Are you having a lovely day, small little child that smells like baby powder that I can bounce on my knee and walk around with? Everybody will ask me, whose baby is this if I have a baby with me?
That's weird.
Hello, small baby. Would you like to say hello to me? Hello?
Wait. She's crying.
Oh, she's crying.
Oh.
I did this. I feel terrible.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a small child with you?
Two. Her name's Victoria.
Victoria. Okay, Raven's going to talk to Victoria. Go ahead.
Hey, Vicky, what are you doing this morning? You want to hang out with me? My name's Raven. Is that baby grunting?
Well, grunting.
Okay, all right. Don't It's all right. We're just meeting. Whoa.
The baby's crying.
No.
You made Victoria cry. I knew this was going to happen.
We're just meeting. It's not my fault.
No, she hates you. Stop talking.
What?
Stop. Don't make noises.
This is so hurtful.
Right?
Victoria, I'm sorry.
He's not usually like that.
I know. It's his voice. I know. I knew this was going to happen. I'm so sorry. Tell Victoria that we love her very much. Okay.
That was hurtful.
Okay. We're gonna call my toddler, Dakota. She's 2 years old. We're going to see if she's terrified of Raven's voice.
I mean, your other daughter loves me. I should be good.
Well, we'll see. It's next. It's an experiment. Raven believes that babies either love or hate his voice, and it's never anything in between. And what we've learned from talking to so many of your children so far this morning is that's true.
Yeah. You know, they don't typically get fickle with me, right? They don't start liking me and then decide that they hate me after all. If they love me from moment one, I'm good for the rest of their lifetime.
Yeah.
If they hate me from moment one, I'll circle back when they're about three.
One of our bosses, Kevin, he has a 2-year-old daughter, too. Kevin, can we please talk to Grace?
Sure, she's right here.
Okay.
Anna, Grace has liked me before. I met her. She smiles a lot. Hi, Grace. What are you doing? What's going on? I'm so glad that we're talking here on the phone. I've been thinking about calling you for a while. I'm sorry it's been a long time since we talked. Are you doing anything fun today? Grace, do you want to hang out today?
Oh, now she's getting shy.
Is she getting shy or is she getting terrified? Be honest, Kevin.
I don't know. Maybe it's a combination. I think she's shy and, like, what is happening? Why are there two voices?
I mean, Grace is typically into me. She's, you know, the times that I've run into Grace, she's ignored others for me.
That's not true. Grace just is like a good baby. She likes everybody.
Oh, yeah? That's it? So yeah. Grace is spreading around her love, making sure I don't feel bad about myself? See, right, Grace? Tell Anna you can think for yourself.
I will say she's not crying.
So there's that.
Right?
That's a good thing.
I win.
All right, but now it's going to come to the true test, Raven. My toddler, Dakota, is 2 years old.
You say that she's, you know, she's a handful, no question about it.
She's either going to love you or hate you, that's for sure. It's my babysitter, Lindsay.
Hi.
Can you do me a favor? Can you please put Dakota on the phone? And I'm just going to have Raven talk to her. Can you see what she says or just monitor her face reactions?
Yes.
All right.
She's right here.
Okay.
Dakota, guess who's on the phone?
Hi, Dakota. Are you there? Hello?
Say hi.
Hello, small child. Would you like to speak and hang out for a little while, small child? I could read you a story or something like that. Yeah, that would be awesome, right? I'll read you a story. And I can do monster voices because I've got a big... Whoa, you're a same time talk. Okay. Oh! All right, Uncle!
Dakota's mommy! Dakota's mommy! It's mommy! Stop yelling at my baby!
She's yelling at me!
Mom,
I'm just defending myself!
No, it's me, it's mommy! No, that wasn't mommy, this is mommy!
Oh, man.
It's all right, mama.
Where is mommy?
We ruined her whole day. I'm so sorry. You babysitter, I am so sorry. I will give you money when I see you. It's not even my child. I'll buy you lunch. Oh, my God.
That's what I deal with every day. All right. Okay, Dakota. Mommy's got to go back to work now. All right. Thanks, Lindsay. God help you. All right. Bye.
God, that poor Lindsay.
I know. She earns
what
every
penny. What are you buying
so
her
much
as a bonus? Oh, my gosh.
You think the stories I tell you are fake?
She gets a quarterly bonus, I guess. Oh, my gosh.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Brett and Jessica. Jessica, what's going on?
Well, this is just a kind of a good dilemma, but also not so good. We're going away for a week. We want to have a peaceful week, and I just can't relax if my kids are going to be alone. And, you know, that's just basically it. They need some kind of supervision, and they're not babies, but what can I tell you? I just won't be peaceful. I won't be good company unless they've got somebody supervising. We need a babysitter or whatever you want, a kid sitter.
Well, I mean, how old are your kids? Yeah. Let's start there. I mean, before you just tie them to a tree and leave them with a bag of feed.
And, even though they're 16 and 19, I just would worry. That's all. And also, there's subtext for this. There's history that makes me even more concerned.
What happened?
The past is the past, and yet it was only a few years ago. My son threw a party. You know, you see this in a movie, and you think it's never going to happen to you, but sure enough, throws a party. The neighbors called the cops, and I forgave him, but I just feel like they're not quite grown enough to just be on their own for a total week.
Brett, you think that 16 and 19, they're old enough now at this point that they can stay home alone for a week?
Without a doubt. It's a bit much at this point. And I love you, and I know I understand what you're saying. I really do, but it's a bit much. 19, 16 years old. It's not like they're babies.
No, of course they're not babies, but they're not adults either.
But, I mean, isn't there another way that you guys can monitor the home a little bit? Like, I mean, you guys got a home security system, cameras, anything like that?
Yeah,
I mean, they'd be aware.
We got the doorbell camera. You know, I've also got trust. You know, I have trust now. You know, they understand what's going to happen if they push it, you know?
So, hold on.
Darling,
you were saying, time out, Jessica. You were saying $600. What's that, Brett? What's $600?
She wants to get someone that's going to stay at our house for a week. It's going to cost $600 to babysit. They're not babies.
Do you want them to eat well, honey? Do you want them to eat well?
I'm sure they'll survive on Snickers bars and macaroni and cheese for a week. They're going to go to college at some point. So.
I really think they're going to be okay.
You may agree with Jessica. They have a past of not following the rules. So even at 16 and 19, $600 is well worth the investment to have somebody come stay at the house with them. But they may see Brett's side, too. They're 16 and 19. They should be allowed to stay at home and, you know, forgive the past and move on.
I'm not sure I'm going to listen to a stranger anyways, hired or not, in my house. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Brett and Jessica are taking a vacation without the kids. Now, their children are 16 and 19 years old. Last time they went away, a few years ago, they left them on their own and they got themselves in a little bit of trouble. Jessica doesn't want to roll the dice again. She says, why don't we hire somebody? We can hire a sitter to come kind of babysit the house and take care of the kids. It'll be $600. Brett says, no way.
Yeah, he thinks that's ridiculous. First off, they know the consequences. If they do something like that again, it's going to be a problem, and they know that there'll be, you know, a price to pay at that point. Plus, you got to have some faith. I mean, there's something to be said about this. Treat a kid like a kid. They'll be a kid forever.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
Hi, I am obviously on the mom's side. This is a total no-brainer. Is that man out of his mind? Does he know what it means to be a parent to a 16 and a 19-year-old?
I'm guessing he does, probably from the last two decades of experience, but I get what you're saying. You're not on his side.
Does he realize anything that happens is his responsibility? They're still minors?
Well, one of them is.
He needs to grow up, to put it nicely. I'm on the mom's side 100%.
Yeah, thank you. You know, what I think it is that as a parent, you know if you have a responsible 16 and 19-year-old or if you have a younger 16 and 19-year-old. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Brett and Jessica, they are going away for a week on vacation, and they're leaving their children behind. Jessica wants to pay $600 for a sitter to come stay with their teenagers, and Brett says she's lost her mind. They're 16 and 19 years old. They don't need a sitter.
I mean, one of these kids would be off at college in normal times, right? They probably could manage themselves for a week. Yes, they had some trouble before. Last time they went away, they threw a party, but they've grown now. Dad says they know the consequences. Let's go.
16 and 19, would you leave your kids home alone when you went away? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm in the husband's side because they deserve another chance, but I think they need to put cameras, yes. You know, they don't need a babysitter anymore because they're two basically adults. They deserve another chance.
I can remember after I stayed home for the first time on like a family vacation, after that, if my parents didn't want me in the house, they would tell me, all right, it's up to you to figure out where you're staying. And I would have to tell them ahead of time. But it was like my own vacation. I got to plot it. I'd do a couple days over one friend's house, a couple days over another friend's house. Oh, yeah.
My parents never in a million years would leave us alone. Never, ever, ever. I mean, even at this point, like now.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody would be watching your house.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
On my husband's side, I feel like if they're 17 and 19, they should be able to stay home alone. They're going off to college. They should have that trust with their parents and be able to be responsible enough to stay home alone for a week.
You know, I got to tell you, if I was 17 or 19, I think I'd be a little bit insulted, right? Especially if you feel like you've built back that trust after making a bad choice years before.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. I'm on the dad's side. I mean, I can't even believe what I'm listening to at this point. I feel like a 19-year-old could be away at college, first of all, fending for himself. Second of all, if you're worried about what he's eating, cook ahead of time and let them heat it in the microwave, and I'm sure they could live on fast food for 1 week.
I'm thinking I give them a list of chores, and every day there's one thing they need to get done, and then I'm watching it on the cameras as I'm sitting poolside.
Exactly. He's 19. He could be away somewhere doing God knows what.
Right.
He's okay.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brett, our audience agreed with you. 16 and 19, they're old enough to stay home alone. Jessica, you have to have a stern conversation with them about how to behave and then go and enjoy your trip. At some point, you got to let go.
Oh, I hear you. Well, I'll take a deep breath and we can work it out. But I'm still a little hurt that you don't think the extra money, you know, is worth my peace of mind. That's all.
Well, Jessica, what I would suggest is this, is maybe add a camera or two, right? I mean, I've got the Ring system at my house, and we've got plenty of cameras inside and out at this point. And you can add those cameras and let them know that they're there. It will give you more peace of mind. I mean, when I'm traveling, just to be able to quickly look in on my property, see who's watching it, see what's going on with my animals and so forth, it does make me relax.
Right.
Cut the cord.
The cord is cut.
You have a problem too, send an email couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Megan,
it's your turn. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure, Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Megan.
Megan, we have $2,700 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I think so.
Number 1, Sally Struthers says the reason she stopped making commercials and being an advocate for this charity was because it became dangerous to travel and people kept making fun of her. What charity was that?
Was it the Save the Children?
Number 2, so many celebrities have started their own wine brands. Dave Matthews Band has Dreaming Tree Wines. Mary J. Blige has Sun Goddess. But what celebrity is behind 19 Crimes Wine?
Snoop Dogg.
Number 3, Taylor Swift is trending because she went on a late night show and supposedly dropped hints about which album she'll re-release next. She re-released Fearless. That's the Taylor's version earlier this week. What late night show was she on last night?
I don't know.
Number 4, Twitter is celebrating the newest summer trend, very short shorts for men. What product once advertised with the jingle, "Who wears short shorts?"
Was it the Venus Razors?
And number 5, Disney has updated their policy to allow employees to have visible tattoos and gender-inclusive hairstyles. The only Disney princess with a tattoo has a sidekick that's a raccoon named Miko. What princess is that?
Pocahontas.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Come on, Raven, let's go.
How'd you do?
3 out of 5.
All right, let's see. $2,700, okay. A lot of money.
Number 1, Sally Struthers says the reason she stopped making commercials and being an advocate for this charity was because it became dangerous to travel and people just kept making fun of her. What charity was that?
It's got
to
be Save the Children.
That's right. When you think back on it, it is pretty messed up that we made fun of her. She was really trying to do good.
It's dangerous stuff. It's also kind of, you know, crazy to see somebody show up in like a latex or a velour suit in the middle of all that poverty.
Number 2, so many celebrities have started their own wine brands. Dave Matthews Band has Dreaming Tree Wines. Mary J. Blige has Sun Goddess. But what celebrity is behind 19 Crimes?
That's Snoop. My wife loves that wine, actually.
Number three, Taylor Swift is trending because she went on a late night show and supposedly dropped hints about which album she'll re-release next. What late night show was she on last night?
She was with Colbert.
What's the name of the show?
He is The Late Show, isn't he?
No. The Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
What?
Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
Who's The Late Show? I don't know. Whatever. No.
Am I wrong? Number four, Twitter celebrating the newest summer trend, very short shorts for men. What product once advertised with the jingle, who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts. Is that Nair?
Nair is correct.
Woo, look at me go.
I can't
believe it.
That one was interesting.
Oh.
And number five, Disney has updated their policy to allow employees to have visible tattoos and gender-inclusive hairstyles.
I mean, okay.
The only Disney princess with a tattoo has a sidekick that's a raccoon named Miko. What princess is that?
Oh, isn't this, oh, God, you know, I haven't watched any of the late ones. I'm just going to guess, Moana?
No, Pocahontas.
Oh, right.
Megan, I tried to rob number three from him, it wasn't enough anyway, because even if he got it, it would have been four. So at the end of the day, I'm sorry, it wasn't enough to take him down, but we will give you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
This is Megan, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Megan. Hold on. All right, we throw another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow morning, $2,800.